All right, it is time for our week 8 NFL picks. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer ready to roll with some picks here. So last week, guys, pretty interesting week. It was exciting football. I went 3-0, Ben went 3-0, Brad went 2-1. So the overall standings, 13-7, me, 13-7, Ben, 12-8, Brad. How does it feel? You've never been in this position, I don't think.
Whatever.
It's a little uncomfortable, like the back of a VW.
Listen, the Dodgers are winning World Series, even with dudes that have COVID. I'm in last place by a mile. And
it's 2020.
You know, our pets' heads are falling off. It's 2020.
Yeah.
You know, just roll with it.
Let's go with the Raiders going to Cleveland to take on the Browns. That's the first game we'll pick. Ben, what do you think?
Oh, man, this is going to be a tough one. You know, after the underwhelming performance last week, you know, Tampa Bay, you know, Antonio Brown aside, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. Their defense brought so much pressure. And, you know, I understand the linemen, you know, weren't all there because of COVID reasons and all that. But you know what? Man, that was a horrible game. And Josh Jacobs called himself out and said it was an embarrassing effort on their part. So I see a real big bounce game coming back for them in Cleveland. They're really good at stopping the run. I mean, they're a top six or seven team against the run. But, you know, this is going to be good for the Raiders because they also don't really defend the pass very well. And now that Odell Beckham is out for the season, Landry is a little shaky. I think he's got a knee issue. He's listed as questionable, but will probably play. At the end of the day, I think this is going to be a big bounce back game. Even though they're traveling to Cleveland to do this, the Raiders are going to come out with a win.
I was very bullish on the Raiders going into this Buccaneers game. I picked the Bucs, but I thought the Raiders were really doing things. You know, you saw a lot of growth in that Kansas City game. You know, then they go into a bye. They get to game plan for 2 weeks to play, you know, Tampa Bay. And I didn't think they would win, but I thought that the defense was going to be able to build on what they did against Kansas City. And then they didn't. So anyway, Baker Mayfield just threw for 5 touchdowns against, you know, with no Odell Beckham. You know, they run the ball really well. The Raiders are still giving up 7 yards of play. It's going to be a high-scoring game, I think. At the end of the day, it's going to be come down to which defense can make a play. And I am flipping a coin here because I was so disappointed by what the Raiders did last week. And I was going Raiders, and I'm going Cleveland here. I think it's a close game, but I'm picking Cleveland.
This is a huge game. People talk about all these other – there's a couple other games that are huge, including the Niner one we'll mention in a minute. But the Browns are 5-2, which is crazy. And the Raiders are 3-3, but they're right in the thick of it in terms of, you know, wild card. And hell, the season's not even close to being over yet, so who knows what could happen. So this is a big game. They both kind of need this. I know 5-2 seems like a lot, but the AFC North is like, with the exception of the Bengals, is basically the NFC West. Like, they all have 5-6 wins. They're yeah. That's a tough division. So the Browns have to stay afloat. This next game, 49ers at Seattle, it's really the game of the week. It's definitely the best game on Fox for sure.
And well, you've also got Baltimore-Pittsburgh, so let's not forget that game also.
Yeah. I think Baltimore fans or Steeler fans probably don't want that one on primetime. They don't seem to – when those two teams play on primetime, it's like
– Yeah, Steelers don't do well.
No. So 49ers going to Seattle. This is a very big game. Everyone in the NFC West has a winning record. Seattle just coming off a loss. 49ers seem to be hot. All right, Brad, what do you think?
Well, I've been saying a few times on this show that the Dallas Cowboy defense is ranked 37th out of 32. The Seattle Seahawks defense is not considerably better. They've given up 500 yards of total offense in 3 games already this year. The Niners are dominant on offense again. They're pushing people around, and that's going to work to their favor. You know, it looks like they might get Jordan Reed back. It looks like they might get Kaylon Williams back. Tevin Coleman practiced. It looks like Quan Alexander's going to be back. It looks like Jimmy Ward's going to be back. There are some dudes coming back. Missing Deebo Samuel is going to be a big problem. Missing Jeff Wilson Jr. is going to be a big problem. I think, you know, I'm excited to see what Tasty Jermichael Hasty has to say about all this. I think it's a really close game. I think the Niner defense is playing well. The 3-point spread for a reason. Part of me really wants to pick the 49ers. I just can't do it because my head says no. And also I picked against them the last 2 weeks and they've won. So on a personal level, I'm sacrificing my championship maybe for this, just for the 49ers to keep rolling. So I'm going to pick Seattle, but I don't feel great about it.
Wow. Well, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, before the mics were hot, Danny and I were talking and, you know, Kyle Shanahan's done a really good job at game planning and really owning the clock and owning this and just doing ground and pound old school running with throwing a little flashes of George Kittle and Debo in there. I really think in this case, you know, Seattle's defense is pretty awful and he, you know, Shanahan knows that he can't take his foot off the accelerator at any point. And so in this case, I feel pretty bullish about the Niners right now.
The big question is if the Niners can keep Russell Wilson in check because he's just playing out of his mind. So I don't know if they can, to be honest. But the aging Seattle defense is going to have issues because the 49ers skill players are fast, even without Debo. I think the Niners have found their swag. I'm going with the Niners on this one. Plus, they're wearing their all whites in Seattle, and we know how that rolls. So,
The all whites almost swayed me. Yeah.
All right, we'll do the wild card picks coming up next.